Welcome to the Rise Up and Radiate podcast. I'm your host, Ivory Granger, and today I have my bestie, one of my dearest soul sisters, life friends, Natalie Southward on the podcast. Whoop, whoop. So Natalie Southward is a licensed mental health counselor, certified clinical trauma professional, brain spotting practitioner, certified grief specialist, and the founder and director of Life Transformation Counseling. With over 20 years of experience, y'all, Natalie has dedicated her career to helping individuals, couples, and families navigate life's challenges through evidence-based therapy, trauma recovery, and faith-integrated counseling. She's extensively trained in trauma modalities, Gottman couples therapy, brain spotting, and accelerated resolution therapy, equipping her to provide specialized care. Y'all, Natalie is also a super incredible speaker. That's actually how we met. With over 25 years of experience, she frequently presents on topics such as healthy communication, sexual health, codependency, mental health, and empowerment, with a focus on practical strategies, which creates action steps towards growth. She always welcomes the opportunity to speak, and you can request her to speak on her website, and all the details for that will be in the show notes, so check that out. In her personal life, Natalie is a devoted wife and a proud mother of three children. Her lived experiences, both joyful and challenging, have shaped her passion for helping others discover hope, healing, and wholeness. Y'all, and this is a big one. She has just recently released a book and is the best-selling author on Amazon for her new book, Let's Do Grief Together. Woo! We got to celebrate that. Clap, clap, clap. Let's go. Let's go. And this is why she is on the podcast today, because navigating the holidays, we're all going to bump up with grief somehow. And so whether you're dealing with a loss of a loved one, unmet expectation, waiting for healing, maybe you're waiting for family restoration, maybe you just want a spouse, right? Whatever it is, financial stuff. So she's here today because she's going to help us navigate how we walk in the light in the midst of the darkness that can come through grief during the holiday season. So Natalie, welcome to the podcast. We are so glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. I appreciate it.
Awesome. So we are going to dive in. We're going to start with question one. The holidays can be such a mix of dark and light. Can you share a season in your life that felt like darkness, especially around this time of year, and what that experience revealed about you and to you?
So I would say it's not one particular holiday or one particular moment. I would say throughout the holidays, grief is sprinkled in and always has been in my life. Whether it be grief of being a single parent, grief of being the one family member at the event that wasn't married, that didn't have a boyfriend, financial grief. I remember really struggling financially and just wondering, like, how can I make this holiday even happen? So those were some areas that felt really dark and heavy for me. And then you tie in these elements of loss, physical loss. My oldest daughter, her father died by suicide in November. We just passed the 12-year mark. So that was huge going into Thanksgiving. And then just the first of many, without my dad, losing my brother, losing my grandmother, my grandparents, some friends. I lost some friends around Thanksgiving years and years ago. So I just feel like there has been darkness always crowding in to the holidays. And then through loss and through life events, estrangement in family relationships, split family dynamics. So just really wrestling. I love the holidays. I love them. But I also know that with that love, there comes pain too. So there's grief and good. They can coexist.
Come on.
So there's a lot of good in the holidays, but man, like, that grief is heavy. And so for me, I always look forward to the holidays, but I automatically know there's going to be some pain attached.
So good. So how have you learned, like, what tools have you used to kind of help you navigate the pain, right? Because I think everyone listening is going to be able to relate to some, man, that feels like a loss to me this holiday season, or this looks different, or this person isn't here. So what would you say, as someone who's navigated it, what were some of the tools that you learned as you've gone through this process to help you navigate living your best holiday with caring both?
Yeah. Yep. Carrying that both and, right? So I have learned to slow down. So clearly, and you know me, I'm like, let's go, let's get it. Let's boom, 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 boom. And I love it. And that's just how my brain works, right? It's just so fast and so much is happening. But what the darkness, what the grief and the loss and the holidays have taught me is to really slow down, to force myself to be fully present, to breathe. I have to intentionally breathe at times. Sometimes I'll take a breath and my husband's like, what's up, babe? I'm like, nothing. I'm just breathing. Like, it's this reset in these moments. I have learned to really be intentional, right? To lean into the moments of laughter. I've been able to slow down and really gauge what I'm feeling and experiencing versus the hype and the fun and the laughter and the gifts or the turkey, the feast, whatever, to really recognize, what do I feel in this space?
Come on.
Who's missing? What's missing? And just really giving myself permission to honor that space without judgment.
Come on.
Yeah.
Honor without judgment. And I think that is so important as we're navigating the holidays. Even if it feels like a little loss because you had an expectation that wasn't missed, don't just slide over that feeling. Sit in it. Grieve what you maybe didn't receive or what you thought it would look like. And then continue to move forward, because I think we can get stuck. And so I just love, get slow, acknowledge, but then also honor, so you can move forward. Because when we don't honor, we can get stuck. And I think that can hinder us from being able to enjoy what is actually good that's happening around us.
Right. Right. That's so good.
So was there a defining moment or a gentle unfolding that helped you begin to move forward toward healing and light with what you've experienced with the holidays? Like, what sustained you? What helped hold you when the grief feels especially heavy?
Yeah. So, I mean, my roots grow deep with the Lord. Like, I'm anchored in His truth. I'm anchored in God and in truth and Bible and all the things that come with His goodness. And I think for me, just staying anchored in that, regardless if I've agreed on what has happened in my life, I've wrestled it out with God. I have fought with God on some things, but I've always maintained that my roots are deep in Him. My trunk, the trunk of me, is my purpose and my calling that will never change, no matter what season this tree, this vessel is in. My purpose and calling don't change. And then it's like, I want people to eat from the fruits of my roots, right? Like,
come on.
My roots based off of the fruits that I produce, right? And so for me, I started seeing the darkness and the pain shift me. And I didn't like how it was shifting me. I was letting anger and bitterness and unforgiveness and resentment and frustrations, and my pain was becoming poison to my roots. Right? Like, it's poisoning my soil.
So
and
good.
So for me, it was, like, truth tellers in my life, you, my girlfriends, my husband, my kids, having some hard conversations and really them holding up a mirror over the years and throughout my life where I'm like, okay, this isn't the reflection I want to see. This isn't the reflection that's becoming. And so I had to do work. I had to sit in front of a therapist. I had to be yoked up with my life coach. I had to lean into my business coach. I had to go through grief and really work through my pain and losses that were tangible and that people saw. But I also had to work through the grief and the pain that no one saw.
Come on.
That I carried deep, deep within my DNA. And so it was just peeling back the layers and getting honest and getting raw and giving myself permission to have the ugly cry, to scream at the top of my lungs with freedom. Like, that brought freedom in my life.
Come on.
It helped me realize that what tried to break me didn't win, but I don't always have to stand strong to know that I am strong. Right? Woo! Like, it didn't break me, but I don't always have to present as put together and strong and have the answers and all these things. I can present with where I'm at, and that's enough.
Yes.
So those are things that have helped me smile in the midst of talking about grief, because the things I mentioned, those are painful losses. Those mm-hmm. are dark seasons. Those were struggles, right? And being grounded and being secure in His word, regardless of what I feel, has literally projected me into where I am.
That is so good. I just read something yesterday that said psychologically and physiologically, a feeling only lasts 90 seconds. But after the 90 seconds, we have to determine how we're going to process that thing through our body. Mm-hmm. Okay. And so what you're sharing is, hey, I had to recognize the feeling, but I can't get stuck there, because when I get stuck there, then bitterness starts to plant, then resentment starts to take root, then, you know, rejection and abandonment, all these things start speaking really loud that aren't always true. It's a manipulation of the enemy to try to use our pain and our wounds to steal, kill, and destroy. So we start to lose the nourishment that's going to help our fruit to grow and produce fruit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Those are the fruits of the Holy Spirit. But if we're allowing things to shift us so bad that we're allowing these things that we know shouldn't be present inside of us, and not saying that feelings are bad, because they're not bad. They're signals.
Right.
They're signals, right? And so I just think that is so powerful. So friends, listeners, if you're hearing this and you're like, okay, wow, this is good. Listen to the things Natalie is unpacking. Recognize that your feelings do not have to lead the bus. They don't have to drive it. They can be signals that can help you learn how to adjust, how to move. Honor it, but don't sit in it, because you never want the enemy to take advantage, because he will. Y'all, the Bible says he is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. When you look at a safari, you're watching something on the Animal Channel, a lion isn't going after the strong. He's going after the weak, the vulnerable, and the young, because they're easy targets. So recognize when you're feeling vulnerable, oh, this is an opportunity for the enemy to get in. How the enemy may be using your childhood wounds. Oh, he's coming after the little girl, little boy you who didn't get healed. Or how he's coming after when you're feeling sick or exposed. So this is so good, Natalie. So good. Do you have anything to add to that?
No, that was fire. Those were bars. And you summed it up quite well. Per usual.
Wonderful.
Per usual, Ivory Granger.
I love you. So looking back, what truths or realizations did this season awaken you with in regard to your identity, your strength, or even your relationship with God that you maybe didn't fully see at the time?
Okay. So I always, when I look back at my past, I've always viewed God as one that rescued me. He does. But I've always looked at him as a rescuer. But I started recognizing that he was the one that sat with me in it. He didn't just rescue and just pull me out and be like,
come on,
here you go, babe, you're rescued. He rescued me and sat in it with me and held me, right? And held my tears and brought me comfort and revealed to me that he is this weighted blanket to my soul. And he holds me and he loves me and he's patient and he's gentle. And I can repeat the same thing to him 100 times or I can cry or vent or whatever. And he's like, I've got you. I've got you, daughter. Right. And he's revealed like he's my heavenly dad. Mm-hmm. And he's revealed that language to me over the years. And I know he's so intentional, because my earthly dad was my first love and was so amazing. And so he's revealed in this season that I am your heavenly dad. And I could get behind that. right? Versus like, I'm God, I'm powerful. And I know he's all those things. And I've always seen him as all those things. But when he has spoken to my heart that he is my heavenly dad, it awakened something in me that felt so seen, so supported, so encouraged. Literally, the qualities of my earthly dad amplified in my heavenly dad. And so he was one that didn't only rescue me, but he sat with me. He listened to me, and God downloaded images of my life with my dad of all these times when, I mean, even as a grown adult, I would jump in his bed and be like, Dad. And he'd be like, what? You know, and we'd talk. And I mean, even up until his last breath, you know, and I just think God has downloaded all these images and then magnified them to the point of, I am your heavenly dad. I am greater than anything you can ever imagine. And so what it did is it created this open invitation for me. Mm-hmm. And I realized, man, behind this strength, behind this plus, behind this go get it mentality is this gentle, loving protector that just encompasses me so that I do not fear, that nothing will hold me back. And I look back at God's track record and he has shown me this track record through pain, through history, through loss, through suffering, some at my own hands and some at the hands of others, and loss and grief and financial and all this stuff. But his track record proves true come every on. Time. And so that is what has been revealed to me during this time, what he has spoken to me about, to like the core of who I am, and knowing that like I'm never alone. Right. And he has said to me, let's do this. Mm. Let's do this together. Come right. On. Like he has said that to me, which then birthed more in what I'm, you know, experiencing now with life and authorship and all of that. But he's revealed to me, daughter, you're not alone. That's a lie of the enemy. That is a struggle I've had my entire life. I have to figure it out on my own. I'm alone. I've got this. Nobody's got me ultimately. And God's like, I've got you.
Come
not
on.
Only do I have you, I've given you favor.
Yes.
And let's do this together. And I'm like, yeah, let's do it together, God. Let me move out the way and usher you in here, you know? So yeah, that's what sustained me. That's what he's taught me. That is what he's revealed. So.
And I think this is so important as we're having this conversation. That is so beautiful. But if you struggle to know your dad, or you didn't have a dad, or your dad didn't give you a good example, what Natalie just described as a loving father who she could run to, who she could jump in the bed to, who she could cry to, who would listen to her, who she could share stories with, who just held and supported her, that is the same God.
Yes.
That is for you. And if you never recognize that, so it's hard to see that as God, man, schedule a soul care session. Let's process through that so we can break what stands in the gap of you being able to be a child of God, not an orphan. A child is accepted, is wanted, is chosen, is fully loved. An orphan questions love. It questions, am I wanted? It doesn't ever feel safe or secure. But that is not your portion as a child of the living God. And I love how she said that she started to understand her identity, that I can move forward, that I can do all the things that God's called me to do. I can write this book. I can continue to lead this team. I can continue to mother and be a wife who lovingly supports and just ministers to her man, right? But that's because she is understanding her position as a daughter. And I just hope and pray that that will inspire you to get with God, not because you have to check a box, but so you can understand your position as a daughter or a son. So in the midst of pain, right, we can uncover hidden strengths because, guys, God doesn't waste our pain. Hallelujah. Okay. So, Natalie, what qualities or rhythms helped you navigate, right, How did they shape the way you approach the holidays now? Like, what strengths developed as a result of the crushing and the pressure of loss and grief in your life?
So I would say this endurance, to not quit.
Come on.
For pain and grief and darkness and loss and unmet expectations and needs, to not have the final say.
Come on.
It doesn't get to tell me who I get to become.
Let's go.
Period. And so this endurance was created. That's a rhythm. This endurance and intentionality. I would say intentionality is key for the holidays for me. Mm-hmm. And with that intentionality, it brings forth emotional awareness.
Come on.
I'm intentional with my schedule. I'm intentional with my yeses and my noes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I'm good with boundaries. And when I say yes, I'm all in. When I say no, I love you and I love myself and I know what I need and I have to honor that. And maybe I don't know what I need, but I know being in a group of people feeling the way that I feel isn't what I need.
Come on.
You know, so I feel like that emotional awareness and then being honest. Like, mm-hmm. honesty has been so key for me in the holidays, because I think it's the greatest thing you can do in relationship, which shows ultimate respect.
So
I'm
good.
I'm honest with you because I respect you. And I know that you can be honest with me, Ives, because you respect me. Mm-hmm. And we have a beautiful, intimate relationship, mm-hmm. as sisters in Christ. Mm-hmm. And so I would say the endurance piece, the intentionality piece, and then that emotional awareness.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I want to kind of dig in a little bit, mm-hmm. to saying no and setting boundaries.
Yeah.
Unpack that a little bit, because I think sometimes in the holidays, we will guilt ourselves into moving into spaces we actually don't want to be.
Yeah.
And maybe could potentially be damaging for us, but we aren't willing to push through that to do what actually our souls or our bodies may need. And this is why it's so important, guys, to understand when your wound is driving you versus when the Holy Spirit is driving you, because the Holy Spirit will lead you and sometimes will lead you to say no. But if your wound is driving you, you may find that you are moving to people please, gain approval, be codependent, right? Yeah. Because our wound is having the lead instead of the Holy Spirit. So break down saying no and break down boundaries for my people today.
Yeah, so in scripture, it says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything else is not from God. Another version of it says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything else is from the evil one. And so I was told this by a mentor years ago, every yes is a no to something else. And no you give, you're saying yes to something else.
So good.
And so it's just knowing where you're at, which is so important, and the why to what you're saying yes to or what you're saying no to. And so a couple things is, what do I need today? Right? Like, what do I, Natalie, need today? Okay. What do I not need today? Because we'll be like, what do I need? Okay. But a lot of times we don't follow that up with what we don't need. Okay. So I don't need a bunch of noise today. I was mm-hmm. overstimulated. It was a long week or whatever. So mm-hmm. what do I need to do to protect that peace? Right. And I would say, what's too much? Like, what do I need today? What don't I need today? What's too much? And then being able to say, what's enough? What's enough for me? And then being able to communicate that without apology.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, being able to just speak freely and with love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, Ivory, I appreciate you inviting me over and our family to do the holidays together. However, right now I feel like I'm breaking. And I know connecting with you helps build and we have such a bond, but I'm exhausted. Or, mm-hmm. hey, Ives, you want to do the cookie party this year with our fam bam? Hey, you know what, Nat? I would love to. These are my only days. Oh, that's mm-hmm. not going to work with us. Okay. You know what? It's not going to work this year. And like being mm-hmm. able to have a heart and a posture of understanding.
Come on.
Versus creating excuses. I don't need to make excuses for my yes or my no.
So
I don't
good.
Need to over explain it. And that's not to be rude. It's right. just to speak with truth and love. Mm-hmm. Right. And honoring, hey, this is where I'm at. And others might be in a different place and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And this is mm-hmm. a moment. It doesn't mean it's my whole holiday.
Right. So good. So as you're navigating the holidays, really seek the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. to what he wants your yes to be and what he wants your no to be. Because when you are founded on that and not, well, I got to do this because it's the expectation. Nope, that's not the Holy Spirit. That's your wound. Right. Okay. Really seek him. Holy Spirit, where's our family? Where am I as a single person? What does finances look like? How can I still give without maybe giving that or giving this or whatever it is? Let the Holy Spirit be the guide. And in order to do that, sometimes you just got to get quiet with you and him. Okay. Sometimes you just got to sit in his word and say, Lord, speak, because I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need to talk to him and tell him where you're at, and then sit for 5 to 10 to 20 to 30 minutes and just take a pen and write down whatever you feel like is coming up. Take time this holiday season not to get caught up in the hustle and the bustle. It can be so hard, right? And it can be fun, but take time to make sure you're slowing down so you don't come back from the holidays being overextended, overworked, stressed out because you gave more than you had. So good.
I know. So good.
So, final question, mm-hmm. right? Freedom and peace can look different after loss. So, how does freedom feel for you today? And what's one thing you do intentionally to stay grounded in hope and joy and authenticity, yeah. right? Through the holidays?
So freedom for me looks like not having to apologize for the way that I grieve. Mm-hmm. And the peace is releasing expectations of myself and others, because that can get in the way of my
relationships.
When I create these expectations in my mind and they're not met, I'm actually setting other people up to have a rift or to fail in my relationship, which isn't fair. Yet I do the same thing for me. And so there's this peace in releasing expectations, letting things unfold, letting things be what they may, whether it be, oh, you got hit with sickness on the holidays. And it's like, oh, okay, I have no control. I'm going to release these expectations. And how do I administer self-care right now? Right? Like, there is this freedom and peace in that. And what I do to stay grounded in hope, joy, and authenticity is I intentionally pause. I intentionally pause. I do a heart check. I see what emotions are in my cup, like what emotions are filling my cup. And then, you know, I mean, I'm obviously bringing God into this space with me. Mm-hmm. Hope for me is found in meaning making, that grief hasn't ended my story at all. It doesn't have the final say.
Come on.
And so meaning making is making meaning out of my losses. And I just feel so infused and empowered, like infused with this power and this like zeal for life, that I'm walking legacy. I'm legacy in motion. That's what I say all the time. I'm still here. I am here. I am living. I am breathing. There is purpose. And so when I slow down, when I pause, when I'm intentional, I get back to truth that I'm legacy in motion. I am the legacy of those that have that have left this earth, that are in eternity with the Lord. Mm-hmm. I am legacy for the little girl in me that suffered grief and loss of innocence. I am legacy in motion for the financial burdens I used to carry, or the singleness, right? Being a single parent, having estranged relationships with family, having a rift with God. I just go back to, man, where I am and where God's taking me, right? Because it's legacy in motion.
I have to keep
moving forward, and it's moving through the grief, through the darkness, not being defined by it.
So good.
Those are things that help usher me into the seasons, the holidays, just life in general, to keep me grounded, to keep me secure, and to keep me amped up in my calling when sometimes I don't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
But just because I don't feel it doesn't mean it's not true.
That's right. So good. So good. Y'all, so that is a perfect segue into, you've written so beautifully about grief and healing in your book, Let's Do Grief Together. So for those walking through loss this holiday season, whether it's loss of a loved one or relationship or simply an unmet expectation, how can your book serve as a source of comfort or light this holiday season?
Yeah, so the book meets you right where you are. Whether you're years past a significant loss or whether you're right in the messy, the unfiltered, it creates this space to provide comfort and to acknowledge. It literally slows you down and says, hey, let's acknowledge this. And you don't have to do it alone. I am interwoven in those pages. Like, I am speaking to you, the listener's hearts. There is a message in there for you. I cover every topic. Then there's space to journal in or write your topic, because maybe there was something that was missed, or maybe there's a grief that is unknown to others, right? And so I just feel like it partners with you as the listener in your pain. It partners with your pain, and you're not alone, right? Because you and I know, Ivory, and all the listeners know, grief is universal. Everybody in this entire world experiences grief in some way, shape, or form. Yet people don't know how to partner with each other. They feel awkward in grief. They don't know how to address it, or they minimize it. Well, my loss isn't as significant as her loss. No. Pain is relative to the person that's experiencing.
Come on.
And so this book gives you permission to sit, to get comfortable, to know that there's light in the midst of the darkness. You need to cry, there's a tissue. You need a blanket to feel cozy, get cozy. But you're going to find yourself here. And I believe Holy Spirit is going to engulf you, whether it's page one in chapter one or whether you jump to chapter 10, because that's where you're at. It's going to meet you where you're at, and it's going to speak to the needs that you have. And so what better time than the holidays?
Come on.
Because the holidays put a microphone to your grief and pain and loss, and it jacks the volume up. And you see families, you see laughter and shopping, and okay, well, maybe you don't have the finances to buy a gift this year. Maybe your family is broken. Maybe you're going through a divorce and your kids are with your husband or with your ex-wife, or there's been such destruction and chaos, or your husband's deployed, or your child's in boot camp. Like, whatever your grief is, physical pain, retirement, maybe this is the first holiday without your spouse, without your child. Maybe you're grieving infertility, and this was supposed to be a Christmas that you held your newborn. This is going to hold space for you, and you deserve to have people hold space for you. And so that is how the book is going to help during the holiday seasons and years to come.
I love that. I love that. So what would you say to someone listening who feels like you just said, the holidays amplify their pain more than their peace? What would you say to them?
Well, I would agree. I'd say absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a reminder of love that you hold, that you still hold to this day. Right. And so it does amplify it. And I think it's important because it literally gives you permission to say, I have to acknowledge what is here.
Come on.
I have to acknowledge the grief that's here, and I have to acknowledge what's no longer here. And it creates this space to say, hey, I want to be honest. I need to be transparent with people that are safe, of course.
Absolutely.
But most importantly, I need to be honest with God and where I am and with myself. And not pretend, right?
Yes.
So I want to encourage every listener. You do not have to perform during the holidays. You do not have to pretend. You get to show up or you don't show up. And that's okay. But creating space to say, hey, your grief is amplified at a whole other level, because the holidays will do that. It is a harsh reminder as to the reality of your life and your loss and your grief. And so I align with you, all you listeners, I align with you on that. I hear you. I feel you on that. I can relate. However, I want to encourage you guys, you can have grief and good.
Yes.
You can have grief and joy. They can coexist. One doesn't negate the other. and in the amplified pain that you're experiencing, man, we have a God that can amplify at a whole other level.
That's right.
And hold us in our hurting.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I would even add to that, I would challenge you this holiday season, when it feels really loud, mm-hmm. when grief is really loud, really seek the Lord. Lord, what do you want to do in this place? Go for the walk. Yeah. Go grab a hot chocolate. Go do something that you want to do or you would have done with the future spouse or with the person that's passed. Go make meaning from it. Do something that still is creating and pursuing the legacy that you are wanting to build from meaning, from something that's gone or something that you're still hoping for and waiting for. And y'all, check out what we did last month, because it's all about faith and gratitude. And I really think it will so encourage and empower you. But yes, so good, Natalie. So, so good. But be intentional. Mind for the light when it's hard, because God is always providing good. Sometimes we just have to dig for it. Yeah. Sometimes we have to switch our patterns and our mindsets so we can see it, but it's always there. So be intentional about finding the good, even though you may be wrestling through the dark this holiday season. Yeah. So Natalie, where can they go to order this amazing resource and book for themselves and give it away this holiday?
Yeah. So you can go to Amazon.com. And you can order it on Amazon. You can go directly to my website, www.nataliesouthward.com. You can purchase it there. Also, walmart.com. You can purchase it there as well. Super excited. But I promise you, this book will bless you. And it will meet you where you're at. And I want readers to know, I want listeners to know and readers to know, this isn't a step-by-step quick fix. It's not read page one and then flip until you're finished with the last page. Whatever chapter speaks to you, it's like a find your own adventure, right? You jump in where you're supposed to be and you read through the titles of the chapter, and whatever speaks to your heart, start there. Mm-hmm. Start there. And maybe you finish there. Maybe that one chapter was all you needed. Maybe the 12 chapters are what you need. But I will tell you this, at the end of every chapter, there's a QR code that you scan as a reader, and it will send you to a private link on my website that is full of resources, therapeutic handouts, quotes and coloring pages. There's also scripture and just beautiful photography. You can print the pages. It's all PDF for user friendly, and really work through, let's say chapter 4 speaks to you. You can do more in-depth work with the resources that are provided. We have a Spotify playlist on my website. It's my personal grief playlist that has carried me through. You're going to find some super old songs, because some of them are old school. You're going to find newer songs that have carried me through my life seasons of grief. Then there's also a counselor's playlist that my beautiful team has sent songs to add, just to support the readers, the grievers, our brothers and sisters in Christ. And so I'm really excited for that, to be able to say, man, you deserve deeper healing, and it doesn't have to stop when the holidays are over. You have a right to heal and to grieve and to have support all year round.
Amen. Yes. Natalie, this has been such a phenomenal episode. I think it's going to be something that people continue to come back to, because it's so rich with practical information to help them know how to rise up and radiate in a season where the darkness can feel like it's just one step away. So thank you for being here. Love you so much. You know, listeners, we got to always ask our fun question. So my question for you, Natalie, is, during the holidays, are you an apple cider girl, or are you a hot chocolate girl, and why?
Hot chocolate with marshmallows. I love marshmallows, not the ones that are already prepackaged, but like the fluffy little marshmallows. You know why? Because it reminds me of the sweet holidays with my grandma. It reminds me of the cold winter nights in Indiana with my family and a fireplace and the snow. I mean, even mentioning it, that I'm smiling and I can feel tears coming. So I love good hot chocolate. It reminds me of sporting events. And so yeah, hot chocolate, but with tons of marshmallows.
Love that. Love that. This has been so beautiful. Thank you for your rawness. Thank you for your bravery. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for all the blood, sweat, and tears that you put in to creating this resource. Thank you for letting God use your pain to birth something beautiful. And thanks for being willing to share your wisdom and your story with us today. I know your voice and this message is going to bring hope and transform the world, not only in this season, but even after you're gone. So thank you for being you. Thank you for being a voice to the voiceless, for helping people come into transformation, healing, and wholeness. I love you so much. I have so much respect for you. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
And listeners, listen, this holiday season, know that no matter the darkness, you too can rise up and radiate, because grief doesn't have to be a period. It doesn't mean it's over. It means it's a new opportunity to expand. It goes from a period to a dot, dot, dot. So let's see what's on the other side. God bless you. Have a merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year. Until next time, let's go out there. Let's rise up and radiate.